It's the time of year when the thought of shoveling snow or braving icy cold temperatures makes you wonder if winter will ever end. But a revived tradition now heading into its third year hopes to put a smile on everyone's face during the depths of winter. Launched as Lighten Up Canada Day in 1992 by former Acton Citizen of the Year Jack Carpenter, the event saw thousands of residents don red roses every February 6. Relaunched as Red Nose Day in 2023, it carries on the tradition while raising money for the Townsend Smith Foundation. "I just think it's so much fun," said Nancy Wilkes, the event's organizer, "especially with the winter we've had this year, to be able to put a smile on people's faces." With Red Nose Day still a week away, many businesses are getting on board. In addition to purchasing noses for staff, Sobeys will be selling the red noses for $2 each. They will also be available to buy at Acton Optical. No Frills has bought noses for staff, as well as some to donate. The Salvation Army has purchased noses to hand out at its thrift store. The town of Halton Hills, Acton Curling Club and Desjardins Insurance have also bought noses. McDonald's is promoting Red Nose Day on its signs. A class at Robert Little Public School is also participating. Last year's event raised almost $800 for the Townsend Smith Foundation, which is building North Halton's first hospice at the edge of Georgetown. "We have a great start with big supporters, which certainly helps in regards of sales," Wilkes said. "The hope is always to exceed the previous year, and we're hoping to donate more this year." A Facebook event page has been created for people to post their pictures wearing their red noses. Any businesses or individuals interested in participating in Red Nose Day can contact Wilkes at info@actonoptical.ca or call 519-853-5133. "Who doesn't need a smile when the weather is like this?" Wilkes said, adding a little silliness to the blahs of February and raising money for North Halton's first hospice. "It's a win-win."